Okay, let's unpack this. We're doing a deep dive into LG's 2025 monitor showcase, and it's a pretty big deal.
It really is.
For decades, if you thought about your PC, the monitor's kind of simple, right? It's a passive device.
A dumb canvas.
Exactly. Just a dumb canvas that showed whatever the GPU spat out, all the intelligence was in the tower.
And that's the whole paradigm that's shifting here. What's so fascinating is LG is arguing that monitors have to move from being passive to being active, intelligent processors.
Sort of like how TVs evolved.
Precisely. Their whole philosophy for this new lineup is, and I love this quote, pixels shouldn't just be seen, they should be computed.
That's a huge statement, and it really tackles this massive frustration for PC users right now. We all know that even if you get a top-tier graphics card, say an RTX 5090, you still struggle.
Oh, absolutely.
You struggle to run native 5K or true 8K at high frame rates. We've just hit a wall.
We have. It's the GPU bottleneck. And the whole mission for this deep dive is to understand how the display itself is stepping in to fix that. So we're going to focus on the two flagship models they showed off. And most importantly, the hardware AI that's driving this whole new active era.
Right. Let's jump straight into that. The hardware AI upscaling.
Yeah.
This is the centerpiece.
It is.
I mean, for years, the industry just chased refresh rates. 540 hertz, 600 hertz.
Diminishing returns.
Totally. The visual benefit just falls off a cliff. So LG realized the future isn't just speed, it's intelligence. This pivot to what they're calling intelligent image reconstruction.
And we really need to highlight why this is so different from what you, the listener, probably use now.
You mean like DLSS or FSR?
Exactly. Those are brilliant, but they're software-based. They need the game developers to actually go in and implement code into the game engine for them to work.
Right. And if a developer just skips it, you're out of luck.
You are. LG's approach just throws that whole limitation out the window. Their solution is entirely hardware-based. It lives on the monitor.
On its own chip.
On its own dedicated chip. It's a tuned version of their TV silicon, the LG Alpha 9 AI processor Gen 8. This means the heavy lifting happens after the signal leaves your PC.
So no developer work needed at all.
None. It just works.
That changes the entire workflow. So walk us through it. What is the GPU actually sending to the monitor then?
It's actually really simple. The user just outputs the game at a lower resolution, something like 1080p or 1440p.
Yeah.
That immediately cuts the load on your GPU by, say, 50, maybe 60%. The GPU is now free to just focus on raw frame rate.
So your graphics card is just cruising along, not even breaking a sweat.
Exactly. Then the monitor gets that low-res signal, and its own dedicated neural processing unit, the NPU, analyzes the frame in real time.
And this is the smart part.
This is the crucial part. The AI is trained to tell the difference between actual details like the edge of a character or a texture on a wall and just, you know, digital noise or artifacts.
It's making a judgment call on what to keep and what to enhance.
It is. And once it's analyzed, the AI model just reconstructs the missing pixels to fill out the whole 5K grid. Yeah. It isn't just stretching. It's generating new pixels based on what it thinks should be there.
Okay, this brings us to the Ticking Game lab test results, which for me was the real aha moment.
That's pretty incredible.
They tested it with the PC port of Red Dead Redemption 1, an old game, famously soft visuals.
Right.
They ran it at 1080p internally. But the image on the screen, after the monitor's AI did its thing, looked, and I quote, indistinguishable from a dedicated 4K texture pack.
It's like it's remastering old games on the fly. Instantly,
right.
For anything. But the big question for gamers is always latency.
Absolutely. We're talking competitive gaming. Any added lag is a deal breaker. They measured the input lag from this whole process at just 2 milliseconds.
2 milliseconds, which sounds like nothing, but people will still ask.
Sure.
And it's a fair question. But that latency is added after the frame has already been rendered. You probably already have 10 to 20 milliseconds of end-to-end latency in your setup anyway. So adding two more for anyone but like the top 0.1% of esports pros on 400 hertz panels, it's imperceptible.
And the trade-off is a 60% lighter GPU load.
It's an easy choice for pretty much everyone.
Okay, that makes sense. So we get the tech. Let's look at the actual monitors, the two front runners. Mm-hmm. First, the absolute beast, the 52-inch MegaView 52.
This thing is an elephant on the desk, literally. It's true 5K, so 5120 by 2880 pixels.
We're talking over 120 centimeters wide. You need to check your desk dimensions before you even think about this.
And probably the structural integrity of the desk itself.
Seriously.
But LG anticipated this. They built in some really smart ergonomic solutions, starting with the Ergo Lift Stand. It's a hydraulic arm that lets you basically float this massive panel around with one finger.
That's essential. Now, you mentioned it uses an IPS Black Gen 2 panel, 3000:1 contrast. Why is IPS Black a big deal? Normal IPS is usually what? 1000:1.
That's the key. Standard IPS panels just can't block light very well, which gives you those washed out grayish blacks.
We've all seen it.
IPS Black uses a different liquid crystal structure and a special polarizer that traps light way more effectively. So you get black levels that are 3 times deeper. It's almost at VA panel level, but with the great colors and viewing angles of IPS.
So great contrast. 1400 nits, HDR, and Thunderbolt 5. That's big for connectivity.
It's huge. Thunderbolt 5 gives you 140 watts of power, so you can run a high-end laptop and the monitor all through one single cable.
Super clean setup. Okay, that's the pro model. Let's pivot to the one that I think is going to be the most popular, the 39-inch 39GX950B.
This is the one.
It's bringing that 5K 2K resolution to the mainstream.
And 5K 2K, or 5120 by 2160, is really the holy grail for a single monitor setup. Think about it. You get the vertical pixel density of a 4K monitor, so text is razor sharp.
But you get more width.
But you also get 33% more horizontal space. It's that perfect 21.9 ultra-wide aspect ratio, but without making the screen feel short.
I can immediately see this being perfect for hybrid users, people who work during the day and game at night.
For creators, it's a workflow game changer. In Premiere Pro or DaVinci Resolve, you can view a full 4K preview window at 100% scale.
No scaling artifacts.
None. Pure fidelity. And you still have all this room on the sides for your timeline, your tools, your effects.
So for a lot of creators, this 39-inch monitor basically kills the need for a second reference monitor.
It really does. And for gamers, you get that wide field of view for immersion, but you avoid that weird fisheye distortion you get on the super, super ultra wides.
And then they combine this perfect resolution with insane speed. This thing is an OLED.
A 240 hertz OLED. With a 0.03 millisecond response time?
I mean, that's practically instantaneous.
The fluidity is just, it's exceptional. That near zero response time means motion blur is physically impossible. An object moving across the screen stays perfectly sharp.
Okay, but we have to talk about the elephant in the other room for OLEDs.
Burn in anxiety.
The big question.
People spending this kind of money need to know it's going to last. And LG met this head-on with something that Meta Technology 3.0. It's a really clever solution that uses a microlens array, or MLA.
Okay, what is a microlens array doing?
So imagine billions of microscopic lenses layered right on top of the pixels. Normally, a lot of light from an OLED scatters inside the panel, which is just wasted energy.
Right.
These lenses act like tiny funnels, grabbing all that light and directing it straight at you, the user.
So you're focusing the light instead of just letting it scatter around. What does that do?
Two huge things. First, you get blinding brightness. We're talking a peak of 3,000 nits in small HDR windows.
Whoa.
We saw tests where an in-game flashbang was genuinely painfully bright. It's not hyperbole.
Wait, the second thing, this is the longevity part.
This is it. Because the light is being focused so efficiently, the organic diodes don't have to be driven as hard to get that same brightness.
Less power means less heat.
And less heat means less stress on the organic material, which means a much longer lifespan and way less risk of burn-in. And they're backing it up with a 3-year burn-in warranty.
That's a huge vote of confidence. That should put most people's minds at ease. Okay, let's talk benchmarks. These tests were run on an RTX 5080 engineering sample.
Right. Starting with Cyberpunk 2077 with path tracing on the 39-inch OLED, the contrast is just transformative.
Mm-hmm.
Driving through Night City, the neon signs just pierce through the darkness in a way IPS just can't do. And that 5K 2K resolution really immerses you without that weird vertical squish you can get on other ultra-wides.
What about for competitive games? Something like Call of Duty.
In Black Ops 7, the combo of 240 hertz, that OLED response time, and the wide format was a real advantage. You can literally see enemies in your peripheral vision before they see you.
And the clarity is perfect when you snap to a target.
No blur whatsoever. It's a tangible competitive edge.
So how does LG fit into the bigger picture? I mean, Samsung and Asus aren't exactly sitting still.
No, they're not. Samsung is the main competitor with their Gen 3 QD OLED. And subjectively, Samsung probably still wins on pure color saturation. Their colors just pop a little bit more.
But there's a trade-off.
The trade-off is they don't have that dedicated hardware AI upscaling chip. They are still 100% reliant on the GPU for everything.
And ASUS.
Asus is chasing pure speed. They're pushing their new ROG Swift monitors to 480 hertz.
Wow.
But to do that, they're stuck at 1440p resolution. They've sacrificed clarity for speed, targeting that tiny sliver of elite esports pros.
So when you stack it all up.
LG wins on versatility and future-proofing because of that AI chip. It makes your whole system more viable long term. Samsung wins on pure color pop, and Asus wins on pure raw speed.
But for most people, that LG package is the most complete.
It's the best balance for sure.
Okay, let's bring it back to the listener, the price. The 39-inch is expected around $1,200, the 52-inch near $1,800. Who should actually be buying these?
I think there are three perfect profiles. First, that 52-inch is a dream for sim racers and flight simmers. The immersion is just
Oh, the
unparalleled.
39-inch.
That's for the hybrid user. If you code or video edit by day and game by night, it's the perfect single monitor solution. It's also for the future-proofer, you know? The person who knows that AI chip will keep their visuals looking amazing even when their GPU gets older.
Okay, but who should absolutely skip this? Let's be balanced.
First off, console gamers. The PS5 and Xbox Series X are built for 16.9 4K TVs.
They don't support 21.9.
They don't. You'll get ugly black bars or a stretched image. Just stick to a good 4K TV.
And for someone who just does office work, spreadsheets, documents.
If you're only working with PECs, you'd be paying a massive premium for 240 Hz speed and OLED contrast that you don't need. A much cheaper standard IPS monitor will give you similar text clarity.
Right. So to wrap it up, the Taken Game verdict called the 39-inch model a glimpse into the post-GPU bottleneck era. It sounds like this hardware AI is the real game changer.
It absolutely is. I mean, we've talked about active computing, hardware AI that works on any game, and that fusion of 5K 2K resolution with 240 Hz OLED speed. The big takeaway is the display is now an active part of the performance pipeline.
So what's the final thought for our listener to chew on?
Well, think about this. This tech lets a monitor essentially remaster any game on the fly. If the display itself is taking over the heavy lifting for image quality, does that yearly pressure to upgrade your GPU just to get cutting-edge visuals become less critical?
Very interesting question.
That's the question you have to mull over as we head into this new era of intelligent displays.